This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show. Well, not a real great show. I mean, we don't have my partner here, Jamie, but I got Brian here filling in, and he's our producer and the man that just always seems to know what the hell he's talking about here on this horse racing show. He doesn't really chime in on the horses, but you know what? You do give us how our numbers are throughout the world, country, and all that stuff, that good stuff. So
all the stuff that's going on with our fans and the people out there who listen to the show.
How the hell do people like my show about Fairmont Park and they're all over the world? That's amazing. That's a big compliment.
I got to say that it definitely is a testament to the draw of the sport, you know, that people are willing to pay attention to horse racing. In on a track that's in the middle of the country,
right?
Like even further away from everybody else. But I will still never for the life of me figure out how in the world we became popular in Mauritius. Never gonna figure that one out. One guy who was just like, it's like, hey, I found this podcast. It's really great, and then just like shared it with all his friends.
Right. Well, I tell you what, maybe that'll all change too with the gambling bill coming on. This is going to be a big time push. I mean, it's a big steroid that we're pumping into this this track to get this thing going. Yeah,
going to be huge.
I mean, we got this time around, we got two races that are four horse fields, and I know you're not into horse racing, But, you know, that doesn't generate a lot of money when you only have four horse fields. I mean, people don't seem to, you know, feel like they're going to make any money on a 3-5, 4-5, 6-5 type of horse. And there's no show wagering. And you get the public out there that, you know, they're not all of them aren't that canny. And, you know, they're just not into horse racing as the pros, you know, and they like to make the show bets and all that, but the show bets being third place. And when you don't even have that, it kind of throws a lot of these fans off. So, hey, on the other end of this, switching topics completely, how about our St. Louis Blues, man?
Yeah.
They are 3-2. They're going to the last match, what the hell am I saying last match? Last game in St. Louis on Sunday.
Yeah.
And for us, it could be the last. For Boston, they would love to extend it.
Yeah, to game seven. To the last game,
I think it's Wednesday. But for us, I'm so confident, man, that we get the job done.
But did you hear about that guy, though, who actually did make a bet on the Blues? Like back before the season started, and he bet like $400 that the Blues would win, and if they win, he's gonna earn like $100,000.
See, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
See, I made a bet too.
Oh yeah.
But you see, I'm not gonna. I'll tell you off the.
Okay.
Off the air here because you know it's a big one.
Oh.
It's a big one, and I just don't want to say it because I know some of you out there would curse the shit out of me, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
We don't take curses here.
No, I'm not going to get the whole eye thing. You know, and super.
I'm going to bless you right there. Right. Just to counteract any preemptive curses.
Thank you. You got any holy water to throw on me?
I do not, but I'll go get some.
Just don't throw it on me now. I mean, I got my laptop right here next to me. Man, I really honestly feel, Brian, that superstition is the biggest thing for me when it comes to horse racing and sports. All right, I've been watching every one of these hockey games downstairs in my man cave, mm-hmm. and every time the kid comes down, I tell her, go back upstairs. You're not welcome down here. I got to be by myself.
Weirdly enough, I've actually been following the same thing, except I am not watching the games deliberately. But weirdly enough, the one games that I actually or that they've won in this final matchup here, I've gone to concerts and they've won.
Are you going to a concert Sunday?
I'm going to a concert Sunday.
Hell yeah, Brian. Hell yeah.
That's my superstition.
Let's bring home this cup, man. Let's bring home this cup. And all the fans out there in the St. Louis area, we deserve it. You know what? So what? We're playing aggressive. We're hitting people. And, yes, there was a penalty that they didn't call. So what? We had a puck that Dallas or San Jose, that they threw it out in the front with a hand pass, and they scored off it. I mean, you just can't cry about stuff like that. You know, you got to move on.
Got to move on.
Speaking of that, too, I was in touch with Fairmont Park.
Oh, yeah?
I think we may be having a sponsor in the future.
That'll be good.
Yeah, very good. And next week, too, don't forget, we're going to have the governor.
Yes.
We're going to have the governor of Illinois on the show.
Governor Pritzker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're going to get things off to a good start. I mean, this is the guy that went to bat, and he wasn't like those other politicians that said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then forget about everything. This guy really has a strong conviction for horse racing and gambling. And you know what? I like my weed, too, so why not? He brought in the weed aspect, too.
There are people out there who are obviously going to be against the governor no matter what, just because it's opposite sides of the party.
I know.
But you got to admit, the dude said he was going to do stuff, and he went in and he actually did it.
God bless
him,
man.
That's way better than like our past like four governors have ever done.
And we still got people on Facebook that still bitch. They bitch about everything. Yeah. I'm to a point to where I just want to cut them off. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, folks. If we get job done, then you still bitch. If we don't do it, I mean, come on. Let's have a different attitude, a different approach on things. If we got things going our direction now, you know what that also sets up for, Brian? It's going to be bringing in good horses in St. Louis now.
Yeah, get
it's
some not better
gonna
races.
Be, yes, better races, better money. Now you're going to have trainers that are going to be bringing 50 heads of horses that are, you know, that aren't slouches anymore. Mm-hmm. Here, we've got probably maybe 7 to 10 trainers that are alive that work hard, and the others you see, it's a mediocre type of horses out there.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just tough for people to bet on these horses. How can you make a horse a maiden claiming a 6 to 5 or 4 to 5 when you're seeing on the PPs 7, 7, 7, 7? I mean, come on, man, it's a joke, and now Fairmont Park is definitely on the right track here, and thank you, Governor, for making it happen, and we'll have him on the show next week with Jay Hoffman again. All right, let's jump right into it, okay, pal?
Go for it.
First race, we got a 6 furlong, and this is for Saturday night. Saturday night, the Blues aren't playing, so you guys got time to get out there, enjoy a nice night. It's going to be, I think they got Party at the Park on Saturday nights, and the weather. How's the weather going to be Saturday night?
Let me look it up.
Yeah, look that up while I'm into this. And we got a first race here, 6 furlong, claiming 4,000. And the horse I got here is the one horse. The one horse is Made to Fit, and it's the 8 to 5 horse, John Cox, coming in from Oaklawn Park. They're dropping this horse down. They want to get rid of this horse, all right? And they're going to try to just jam it down this type of field. As long as the horse wins, they're gonna keep it right here at the spot or look for condition. And claiming 4,000, and I think John Cox, this horse has run at Oaklawn Park, Hawthorne, Fairmont Park last year in July 31st it started, and August 25th also last year got a second and a third, but again, that was starter optional claiming races. Now it's at its lowest form here on claiming price, and that's 4,000, and I got Made to Fit here. I like this horse to win. Follow that up with the three-horse Wildcat Light and Gonzo. And Gonzo's coming off a claim. So, you know what? Let's check these two out. Wildcat Light is 7-2, the three-horse. And that's Kenny Jansen with Javier Diego. And the five-horse here is Gonzo. And, again, it's coming off a claim. And Frankie Randez always has a horse. Horses sharp whenever they come off a claim here. I like this horse as well. So you know what? We're looking at the one on top followed by the 3-5 or 5-3. That's what we have. And you have some answer here on
the
weather.
Got the weather for you. Tomorrow it'll be a high of 75, low of 66, cloudy with a cloudy early in the morning and afternoon with thunderstorms developing later on in the day. Okay. And then thunderstorms overnight, cloudy, rainy, huh? It should be cloudy throughout the day, and then thunderstorms will develop later on in the late afternoon. It says.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to say this too. If it becomes real shitty out there, sloppy weather, I'm saying take a look at Wildcat Light here. Wildcat Light on slop. This horse likes to go to the front, loves the weather, man. Loves that sloppy weather. Look for Wildcat Light if it becomes real sloppy out there. That's one condition, folks, that if it becomes real sloppy at a racetrack, look at the SYs in front of the horses here, because let's see how they did on sloppy conditions. That's a key. That's a key thing about horse racing, that conditions of the racetrack, okay? That plays a big role in this. All right, let's move on here. Race number two, we got a 1 mile allowance optional claiming 10,000 for fillies and mares. And I'm going with the one horse here, Caliche. How is that? C-A-L-I-C-H-E. Caliche?
I'd say Caliche.
Caliche.
But what? I don't know. I never know.
Caliche. It could be Caliche.
It could be Caliche.
You know, that's why I think the track announcer job is a tough gig. You know,
it's got to be.
It's got to be. For you to just sit there and name these whacked out names for about a minute, it's unbelievable. All right, we'll go with Caliche Lane. And I got Mike Durham on top here. He's got Alvin Ortiz. And last time out, the horse... you know what? Didn't do bad. It fought off Featherstone. The horses in this race, too. And Caliche Lane, I got him. I got him on top here. And likes this distance also, 1 mile. Now,
go ahead. It looks like you actually have the pronunciation right. I was wrong.
How did I say it?
Caliche.
Is that it? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I took a look. You know me, though. I'm horrible with names. That's a low percentage, what you just pulled off there.
I know.
All right, so we got Caliche Lane, the one horse at 5-2, and then we're following that up with the, what the hell was that? Mary Jean's Wildcat at 2-1, and this is very interesting here. I mean, 28 starts, Brian. I know you're not in the horses. You can just listen to me on this one. 28 starts, and this horse is not one time run a mile. I mean... Folks, wouldn't you one time just as an owner or a trainer go, you know, maybe stretch this horse out one time. Maybe that's
the ticket.
Yeah,
just to see.
I mean, the horse has got on the history here. It likes to close. At 6 furlong, it's been closing. 5-4, 3-2, 5-2. Now, wouldn't you say, why don't we extend the horse since it likes to close? Maybe it can close a little more on a 1 mile and maybe pick up a win here. You know, 28 starts and you only got one win. I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's beyond me. This horse is definitely the class of the field. But again, you got no resume. So I'm jumping on the one horse here, Kalishi Lane, followed by the four horse, Mary Jean's Wildcat. All right? I mean, 28 starts. One time. And that's the thing. When I owned horses, I got to tell you, man, I always wanted to get involved with my horse. It shouldn't just be the trainer saying, well, I found the spot for her. I mean, you know, try grass, try distance, try short, whatever it is. You want to you want to change it up. You want to always change it up. If you found a flat type of resume to where nothing's being positive, yeah, you want to move on. You want to make something out of that, you know. Yeah. So you try to switch things up, and that's what I always did, you know. So that's just me, though. That's just me. Let's move on to the third race. Third race, we got a claiming 3,200, going six furlongs, and for fillies and mares. And I jumped on the four horse here, Sing Kitty Sing, and that's a Teddy Randazzo, Alvin Ortiz. Well, you know what? I'm kind of BSing here too because I like both these horses. I couldn't split these up here. Let's see how many we got here. We got six in this field. I got Sing Kitty Sing, and I also have Pink For Me, and that's Dan O'Halloran with Arietta. And this will be the rubber match of these two horses here because last two times they've raced against each other, they've kind of, one's been ahead of the other. So, you know what? I like these two horses. I'm not all on Sing Kitty Sing, but I definitely am on both these horses. Sing Kitty Sing, the four horse and the six horse here, Pink For Me. I think these two will be exacta boxing. That's where we're going with this one, Brian. We're going to exacta box this race here with the four and the six, and let them duke it out. That's what I got. This is my strong exacta box play of the day. That's what I got. Let's move on to the fourth race. Fourth race, we got a six furlong allowance, optional claiming 10,000 for fillies and mares. It's a four-horse field. This is what I was telling you about, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to have this crap anymore. Once we get this gaming done, we're not ever going to see four-horse field again. It's done. There's going to, you know what? I may even buy a couple damn horses put out there now. Yeah, you want to be my jockey?
No, I'm a bit too big for that.
Yeah, you are. You are. But you know what? I've seen those Clydesdales. And they got like northern horses up in like Finland and stuff. I've watched those damn things are big and they're muscular and people ride them too.
Yep.
What the hell are they called? You don't know, do you?
No, I'd have to look it up. But yeah, don't those worry suckers about it. Are huge.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that was on the what the hell was that?
13th Warrior.
13th Warrior. Antonio Banderas. Remember that, don't you?
It's one of my favorite movies.
He had that little pussy horse jumping up and down.
Yeah. And they kept calling it a dog. Only an Arab would bring a dog to war.
Yeah, that's and he was jumping over him and stuff. It was a good movie. What was that called again?
13th Warrior.
13th Warrior. Check that out, my friends. It's a kick-ass movie there. All right, we got the fourth race here, six furlong allowance optional claiming for fillies and mares, four horse field. And when we get our Racino, I think things will change, but it is what it is now. And the horse I'm going with here is the one horse, the one and the four. You know, there's no money to be made here if you bet the horse single. All right, you have to have it with a horse. And I definitely think you'll get back $3, $3.40 to the dollar on the exacta. So I'm going with the 1-4, 4-1. I'm going to exacta box these two. The one being Tis Hoppin, and that's Eddie Essenprice, Javier Simpson on the mount there. And we're going to follow that up with Galeb's the Great. And again, the Galeb's the Great can definitely win this race too. I definitely see a 1-4-4-1 exacta box. I think all of you will have that too. You didn't even need my scholar thinking for that one. All right? Moving on. Let's move on to the fifth race here. We got a 6-furlong maiden special. And not even the maiden special. It's just a maiden race, all right? We will have maiden special ways down the line, too. That's for sure. We'll have definitely a lot of horses here, and we will flirt with the maiden special weights. Let's go to the fifth race, maiden special weight, like I said. And I went with the four-horse Great Gret, the 5-2 Scotty Becker barn. That's a Santiago, Victor Santiago. I'll tell you what, man, him and his agent, Mike, they just randomly, I mean, he'll be in the car, or he'll be listening to my show and everything, and yeah. They just give me a little hard time, but it's all in fun. So, you know what, I love those guys. I love Plasters and Victor Santiago. I think Victor's one of my favorite jockeys out there, and I got him on top here. I got him on top. And which one was that? That was the fifth race. And, yeah, that's Great Gret. And that's the 5-2 horse, the 4-horse. And this horse has been running maiden special weights up at Chicago. Last time out, ran on synthetic. Really didn't get footing at all. Throw that one right out the door. That's what I'm doing here. I'm basing everything on the 3 starts behind that at Hawthorne on dirt. I think this horse definitely makes a big statement here. Wins by 5 or 6. Scotty Becker with Victor Santiago with Great Gret. The 5-2 horse, the 4-horse, that is. And let's follow that up with Be Salty. Be Salty, and that's an Eddie Essen price horse. And that's got Diego on the mount. Eddie Essen price right here, folks, 27% on maiden special weights, okay? 27%, that's not too shabby. He's always had something with younger horses, and I think he keeps a coming here. But I just think that the Great Grad's got a little bit more here. So I'm going with a cold exacta on this one. Let's go with the 4-horse on top, followed by the 8. All right? And if that doesn't happen, go with the 4 on top with all and then have the 8, okay? So that's another way. That's just my twisted world of betting, that's all. Let's move on to race 6. Race 6, we got an allowance optional claiming 15,000. And, again, this is a 4-horse field. And I went with the 2-horse here, Gone Ghost. Gone Ghost, to me, is a standout. Scotty Becker, Victor Santiago. This horse has been running stake races, grade 3. Are you kidding me? Sign me up. Where should I just wait at the window to make this play? But again, it's 1-1. So this horse will probably go off at 3-5. And don't buy into that purging the stone horse. You know, it's a Hammond horse. I got about 13 races here on my PP, and it dates back all the way back to November 5th, 2015. This horse doesn't get too many starts, and when it does, this horse may need a psychiatric help, because every time it seems like it wants to do something at the gate, like out of all these starts, 9 out of 13 here, there's a flag saying he did something at the start. He bumped here, hesitated there. I know, a lot of headache here. And that brings me up to the 4-horse, Gita's Lad. And Gita's Lad is also from Scotty Becker. I'm looking at the barn here finishing 1-2 with the 2 over the 4. That's it. Nothing else. Play a $20 exacta. That's it. Nothing too fancy here. And you know what? I just think that they're the class of the field with only 4 horses, though. All right? So let's not get crazy. But you're not going to make any money just betting the horse on its own, unless you're betting like maybe 50,000. Are you going to bet that? I don't think so. You're probably going to make a $25 bet at tops, and you're going to get back $5.60 on a $25 play. So you're not really going to make anything. You got to play it with an exacta. So that's why I'm saying you got to go with the 2 with the 4. All right? So you'll make about $3.60 on a $1 exacta there. So you'll make about $7 on the exacta is what I'm hoping. You may not get that. You may have the – but, again, you may – get that with the crowd still buying into Purging the Stone. Somehow he's got a big fan base here, but I don't see it. Purging the Stone, never mind. All right, let's move on to race number seven. Race number seven, we got a claiming tag of 3,200. All right, Brian, right there, hit me again. All right, let's move on to race number seven here. We got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. This is for horses 3-year-old and upward, which have never won a race in 2018, 2019. Oh, hell with that. I don't care. 6 furlong claiming 3,200 race here. And I'm going with my long ball play of the day. Do we have any sound effects there? Nothing?
I mean, I can. What's this one?
Yes, yes, I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. And this is my long ball play of the day, and let's save it for the last race, our 8-1 Midnight's Fantasy with Steve Ridley, the trainer, with Javier Simpson on the mount. Invader has seen much tougher here, my friends, at stronger tracks. We'll be closing fast on the outside. Gets the job done. And that my superfecta on this one would be play the 5 over the 2-3-6. Play the 2-3-6 over the 5 with the 2-3-6 and with the 2-3-6 again. That's what I'm playing here. I got the 5 on top here at 8-1. But when you guys hear about this, he may not be 8-1 anymore. He may be like 4-1. He may be 9-2 after I get done with this horse. Because you know what? You people listen to my show, and I appreciate every bit of it. And that's our show for this week, my friends. That's our Saturday lineup, and enjoy a big night. If it rains, it's going to be shitty, but you know what? Whatever. You got sloppy horses out there. Look for the SYs, horses that have run on SY, and have done, and that changes the whole complicity of this whole show that I made for you guys here. I'm basing everything on being dry, okay? So that's my take on it. Good luck with everything. Again, tune in to next week's show. We're going to have Jamie back. And the governor of Illinois is going to be on my podcast show.
Can't wait.
It's going to be big, man. Our numbers already soared when Jay was on. Now we're going to have the governor on our show next week. This is going to go crazy. All right, that's our show for this week. Cash in those winning tickets. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week. Let's go, Blues!
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.